With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Soybean farmers are still struggling to make ends meet. Tariffs with China have put a hurt on finding a solid market for soybeans in particular. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation is asking lawmakers to reinstate a package of tax credits that expired at the end of 2017, which could help, especially soybean farmers. In fact, Pat Wolf is with the Farm Bureau and says they're looking to reinstate tax credits for both biodiesel and shortline railroads.
Biodiesel is a big market for soybeans. The fact that it's expired has put the brakes on the development of new biodiesel plants and has curtailed biodiesel production. The second tax credit, farmers depend on the short lines to get their products to market, and this has slowed down the railroad's ability to keep up and maintain their tracks.
Wolf says a biodiesel tax credit would help support a $2.5 billion sector of agriculture.
Biodiesel production is estimated to add 60 cents to the value of each bushel of soybeans. That's $35 an acre. So reinstating the biodiesel tax credit to expand and maintain biodiesel production is especially important.
And she says there's a bipartisan bill in the Senate to reinstate the credits, with an expectation of a similar bill in the House this summer. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.